this here, Sam, myself, and Dana, you ask us to speak about what had been happening in our lives. And we all kind of spoke, we all gave a little brief, very positive synopsis of the previous week. Very, very chipper, very up, each one of us. And I've been thinking about that, and I've been thinking about the importance of being positive that you speak of and projecting the positive. And so I want to just use one little example which will help get to my eventual point, which gets us into literature. I mean, there are two kinds of books. I'd say one is a very famous bestseller type where people go through certain experiences and all ends well and there's true love and all that kind of thing. And people are drawn to that. And then there's, let's say, War and Peace. I don't know how many people have read War and Peace, where you really get involved in life in a way that most literature does not allow us to get involved with, or most experiences. There is the black and white in War and Peace. There is the yin and yang. Tolstoy created a vast world of both pain and pleasure, etc., etc., unlike these other books. So my point is this now, to get back to what I was saying before. When you read War and Peace, the final experience is one of being moved to a higher reality, of being moved by something beyond oneself. It leads you to something else, whereas this other literature, although in a temporary sense appears to be positive, does not. Okay, now to get back to my original point, my original example. We all spoke very positively of our little weeks. We're all good little soldiers, good Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Was this a valid experience of self-observation? Or was this positivism that everybody is mad for in Los Angeles? Or was it a distortion? Would it have been better for us in the long run to have said something like, for example, you know, today the morning was hell, this, that, and the thing was hell, this afternoon I'm feeling better, I can see certain things, in other words, to give an experience of the yin and yang, the black and white, which appears to lead to these higher realms.
You're right. Always be truthful to yourself. Don't put it on. Don't imagine things are going well when they're not. Be free and be yourself. When you're free, you can express yourself positively and negatively. And you have no fear of either one, because they're both the same, as far as the human path is concerned. But when you're not free, you try to hide the negative and accentuate the positive. And as you say, you're making a mistake, because you're just fooling yourself. In your subconscious, you're hiding all the negativity.
That's what I feel here very much, and this is particularly true of Southern California, I think, where because of the constant sunlight and all that sort of thing, and people want to have pleasure and they want to be positive, and it's a misinterpretation of what being positive is, it seems to me.
Just like happy faces.
Yeah, it's all happy faces all the time. And the ultimate result, of course, is, as anybody who is honest, we've talked about this, is that people are not happy, really, underneath. It's a surface phenomenon. It's an illusion, again.
But these people are going through whatever they have to go through. This is why when the question is asked, what can I do to change the world and make everybody know the truth? The answer is become self-realized. Because when you're self-realized, that's not a selfish answer. Self-realization means omnipresence. And when you're self-realized, you see the world for what it really is. And when you see it through human eyes, you see suffering, you see good, you see bad, and you think it's true. So your omnipresence of self-realization helps others just by being your real self. In the beginning, it appears selfish because you're saying, I am self-realized. What about the other people who are suffering? What about the homeless? First become self-realized. And then see what you think of the homeless. You'll have a completely new idea.
That's what Maharshi always says to me.
And that appears strange. It even appears sometimes like a cop-out. Because you say, work on yourself and you'll help others. How can you do that? But it's true. Because as you know, God is in everyone and in everything. And when you become self-realized, you become God. So you become the self of all. The real self of all is perfection. So when you become the real self of all, you see perfection in everything. And the seeing of perfection, not with your eyes, but with your spiritual self, that perfection causes the perfection to be in others.
But that's a different kind of positivism than just saying, you know, it's just marvelous as it is.
Oh yes, of course.
And I'm going to be marvelous, you know.
Of course, totally different.
Would you analyze this thing that happened to me yesterday, Emma? What was really going on with this? I went to a party, this was a family party, and I had an experience with somebody else in the family several weeks ago. You know, I used to write books. I used to do quite a bit of writing. Mm-hmm. And this, it happened that I was with these people, and this cousin of mine wrote one of my books, and he finished it, and he threw it on the floor. And this was
really like it, huh?
This was quite an experience. This is a very unusual thing for somebody to do.
I take that as a compliment.
So I was with these other family members yesterday, and I wanted to tell this story. I took great joy in telling this story. For one thing, because it was an interesting story to tell, and for another thing, because my cousins were, I could arouse their intense interest, which I enjoy doing. What was I doing? Was this kind of a negative experience, would you say, or was that? I mean, I wanted to do this. I wanted to communicate very much. And also, I wanted to, in this communication, I was relieving myself of the tension of this experience, because I didn't, when it happened, I didn't comment on it to this man who did it. I didn't say anything bad, anything that I might say. So I repressed everything then. Do you have any comment on that?
Yes. What was the name of the book? Ask yourself, and who wants the comment? It's your ego playing all these games. If you were coming from your real self, it doesn't matter. You'd have no feeling for or against.
But since I still am very much involved in the ego,